and while we were going home. We were concentrating so much on the argument that we didn't realize that we hadn't picked up the food. We were still arguing in the car when suddenly my girlfriend said, "Where are the hamburgers?" Then, of course, we had to drive back to the restaurant to get the food.
Speaker 4.
This happened when I was little. I was in the kitchen with my sister when my parents started having an argument. My dad was starting to shout when my older brother came in. He must have been about 16 at the time, but he was already taller than my dad. My brother tried to get my dad to calm down, but my dad wasn't listening. In the end, my brother said to him, "Okay, you're going to your room." He picked him up, put him over his shoulder, and started taking him upstairs. This broke the tension immediately, and everyone started laughing, including my dad. Honestly, if you could have seen him holding on to the stair rail, trying to stop my brother from getting him upstairs, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Speaker 5.
This happened a couple of years ago while I was at work. I work at one of those helpline call centers where people call if they have a problem with their internet connections. Well, anyway, this woman called and she was absolutely furious because she couldn't get her internet to work. She was so angry that she was just screaming into the phone at me. Suddenly, there was a break in the conversation, and I said to her, "So what's the weather like up there where you live?" I don't know what came over me, but those were the words that came out of my mouth. And it worked. The woman was so shocked that she stopped shouting and answered my question. After that, we were able to have a reasonably civil conversation, and I managed to solve her problem for her.
File 7A. Listening. Speaker 1.
My husband and I had just been food shopping, and we were having an argument about something, how much money we'd spent or why we'd bought one particular item of food. I don't know. Anyway, the argument continued into the kitchen, and while we were putting all the food away, my husband kept on banging his hand on the table every time he made a point. But he didn't realize that, without thinking about it, he had picked up one of those little plastic yogurt cups. Suddenly, he hit the table and there was yogurt everywhere, on the table, on the floor, on the ceiling, on the walls, and on him. We both just burst out laughing, and that was the end of the argument.
Speaker 2.
I had an argument with my dad once over a pair of sneakers. We were in the mall when I saw a really nice pair of DC sneakers in a store window. I pointed them out to my dad, but he'd never heard of the brand DC, and so he said that they must have been made by another designer brand called Dolce & Gabbana, DG. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't convince him that the sneakers were DC and not DG. In the end, he said he'd buy them for me if I was right. So, we went into the store to ask about the sneakers. The salesperson said, "You mean the DC ones?" Proving that I had been right all along. You should have seen my dad's face.
Speaker 3.
I was with my girlfriend one night and we decided to go to a fast food restaurant to get some burgers to go. Anyway, we started arguing about something in the car on the way. I don't know what started it, but I remember getting pretty angry. The argument continued while we parked, while we were standing in line, while we were ordering, while we were paying.